Now we shift our focus to jobs and careers and what that looks like. What is the hiring conditions right here in the Omaha area? And every year at about this time, we bring in Mitch Arnold. Mitch Arnold is the owner of Preferred Partners, a recruiting firm based here in Omaha. Mitch, it's always good to have you on the show.
It's great to be here as always, Jeff, especially on show number 400.
Yeah.
Eighth year, I remember starting back with you guys even before you went on the air. So
yeah,
great milestone.
You were one of the guys who helped launch us in the very, very beginning. So we'll always be indebted to you. But just don't hold it over our heads or anything like that, Mitch.
Absolutely won't.
You're still involved with the website, so thank you.
Sure. Yeah great. Okay. Well, Mitch, as I said, is the head of Preferred Partners, and you are a recruiting firm. And tell us a little bit of a background about your company before we proceed.
Preferred Partners is a permanent placement recruiting firm. We do all permanent hires in sales and engineering in Omaha and all across the country. We've been in business since 2003, so we've seen some good years and some years that weren't so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was probably tough to be in the recruiting business in 2009, I would think.
It seems like a lot of recruiters, Mitch, specialize. Like, for instance, you said engineers and also generalists. Give us more information about the engineers. Obviously, specialization get you in some pretty big companies.
In engineering, the higher level positions are always very specialized. And we started by recruiting electrical and mechanical engineers for architectural engineering companies, guys that would do wiring, plumbing, HVAC work for builders were our first clients. And that's branched out to quite a different number of areas right now. For example, we're looking for an environmental scientist, which is relatively new to us, but it's for an engineering company that's been a client for the other engineering disciplines. Namely, we did an electrical engineer for them last year. So we get the very difficult to fill jobs where there are very few qualified applicants, and that means that we have to dig very hard. That's what we should be doing as recruiters anyway.
That's Mitch Arnold of Preferred Partners. And when you come on every year to talk about jobs at this point in time, it's usually based on the content. Our interview is based on the content of your yearly article. And this year, the article is called 2012 Year of the Next Level. What on earth does that mean, Mitch Arnold?
Well, as any small business owner, at the end of the year, as we go into a new year, we try to figure out what the trends in the industry are, probably like you guys do with real estate. And what we're seeing as a trend right now is employers really seeking that next level employee and sometimes having a real hard time finding those people. When I use the term next level, I'm using it in the same sense that a high school athlete or a college athlete would use it, and that do you have enough skill, enough talent to get to that next level? Those are the people that employers want, and those are the people, again, that we have to reach high for. The low-hanging fruit's been picked already. So the year of the next level, I think in 2012, we'll see employers want to hire people that are not coming through to them through job boards or advertisements or even through their own network. They're going to have to reach a little higher and sometimes dig a little deeper in their pockets.
What do you see the age of people that you're placing? Is it getting older or younger?
I would say it's probably getting older. It's pretty tough for new college graduates out there. Everybody wants experience. They want a proven history. Whether it's sales or engineering, they want to know that the person that they hire is going to succeed. One of the things that the bad economy did is shine a big spotlight on bad hires. And nobody wants to do that. Nobody wanted to do it before, but when things are going bad, it's really easy to see where your mistakes are.
As I read through your article, 2012 Year of the Next Level, Mitch, it almost struck me that there seems to be sort of a bifurcation in the human resources world this year, and that is, it is still a very difficult job market in general, unless you're an exceptionally talented person, and then it has swung back dramatically in your favor. If you've got this rare skill or a very high-level talent, then actually maybe companies want you a lot more than they did 2 years ago. But if you are the everyone else, or certainly below average, it's probably almost as bad of a job market as it was a couple years ago.
You're absolutely right, Jeff. If you are a high-level professional, this is a good time to make a move. You could kind of name your price. However, if you've tried that and you're not getting those next-level positions, you might want to look at what those people who are advancing to the next level are doing. If you need to work on your performance or your certifications or qualifications, any of that, look at who is getting hired. And if you're not getting hired, do what those people who are getting hired are doing.
Do you recommend to people that, and I know you go and call on people that are in a profession already and well-established, as well as new employees, but do you recommend, if somebody is at a position that it's going well, but they want to advance their career, do you recommend that they start the job hunt before they leave their current position? And is that an advantage or disadvantage when it comes to competing for a new position?
I think if somebody senses that they may be in the market somewhere down the road, they might start their job search with a recruiter like us. And I know that's shameless self-promotion, but it's very true because we're keen to jobs.
And that's Preferred Partners, ladies and gentlemen.
Preferred Partners. Thank you, Trent.
And the website?
.com.
PreferredPartnersLLC.com.
Excellent.
Thank you. We are aware of jobs that maybe other people aren't aware of, jobs that aren't advertised. Plus, if we don't have anything right now, but you're a high-level professional, maybe in the next year or the next 2 years we do. So we want to know who the high-level professionals are, perhaps what they are looking for in their next-level job.
If you don't have a good relationship with your current employer, and you think that you might be losing your job or something, is there an advantage to going out on the job hunt because you say, you can't contact my current employer?
Well, I think you have to be very careful. If your current employer isn't real happy with you anyway, and they find out that you're looking, it's pretty easy to make that move and to kick you out.
But it's hard if you leave on bad terms, you lose that reference. And so that's something you have to explain.
Absolutely.
But if you're lucky enough to go get another job and stay one step ahead of the forces, it might work to your advantage, I guess.
I think you do need to stay one step ahead and take those measures to do that. Find out where you might want to work and start working your relationship quietly, of course, not to alert your employer, your current employer.
We have just a few seconds left with Mitch Arnold of Preferred Partners, a recruiting firm based here in Omaha. And we talked about that dichotomy that exists in the human resources world right now. Really, really good if you're a highly desirable employee, not if you're not. But the good news when you read your article is that if you've got talent, you can become that highly desirable person. And so basically one of the things you're saying right now, Mitch, is that if you're not a next level employee, you might be able to make yourself that.
Absolutely, and I think it's very good to do a little bit of self-evaluation at this time and take those steps. If you need to take a class, enroll. If your performance isn't where it needs to be, amp it up a little bit so you have those accomplishments on your resume and you're ready for that next level job when it comes around.
Well, Mitch, we appreciate you joining us every year to kind of bring us up to date. I love these insights. They're very, very interesting. And again, the company is Preferred Partners. You can find them online at preferredpartnersllc.com. Mitch Arnold, thanks for joining us.
Thanks again, guys.